2015 AD, Common Era, a turning point year in Greek history. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Let's go right to Marketplace's Stephen Beard in Athens, where the Greek government is giving itself until tonight to present to lenders a new plan for budget cutting in return for a new financial rescue. Eurozone finance ministers meet Saturday. Heads of state meet for a final yes or no on Sunday.
I think this is the final, ultimate deadline to end all deadlines if the Europeans want to retain any credibility. As you say, there's that Eurozone finance ministers meeting on Saturday to consider the Greek proposal, and then an emergency summit of all 28 EU member states to decide Greece's fate on Sunday.
So do Greek people that you're talking to feel that this is it? Do they feel that this really is the countdown in this way?
Finally, I think they do. I think they're taking it very seriously. Wherever you go, people are listening to the radio, watching TV screens for the latest news. Kostas Papadopoulos, who's the head of Dioptra, one of Greece's biggest publishing houses, says the prevailing mood in this country now is one of fear.
A lot of people think that this is the end of the story for Greece, which is out of the European community. And this is what scares the hell out of us.
Now, there is a pressing, immediate, perhaps life-or-death issue. Aren't banks in Greece running out of money?
Yes, absolutely. They're still closed. People are still limited to €60, $66 each per day from the ATMs. The head of the Greek Banking Association today said that without another bailout or without another cash injection from the European Central Bank, the Greek banks will run out of euros on Monday. And Nikos Vernikos, a ship owner and president of the International Chamber of Commerce, says that's when the real trouble will begin.
I believe that what happened to Greece till now is a paradise compared to what can happen without money in the weeks and months to come.
Without any more euros, he says, Greece will have to print its own currency. The value of that will plummet, and the cost of imports, and Greece is a big importer, will soar, and the Greek standard of living will suffer another big hit.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in Athens. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
For an unnerving 3 hours and 38 minutes yesterday, some technical snafu stopped trading on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. The exchange is still getting to the bottom of this, but an internal software upgrade is suspected, not hackers. Not good, but not fatal for a U.S. stock market that, like any good portfolio, is diversified. Bernard Doniffer is a professor at the City University of New York and NYU's Stern Graduate Business School.
The New York Stock Exchange today only represents about 11%, 12%, something in that area, of the trading of stocks in the U.S. They own another exchange called the Arca Exchange. The Arca Exchange is virtually the same size as the New York Stock Exchange, and it worked perfectly for the whole day. NASDAQ was also trading, and BATS Trading, the third group, was trading NASDAQ and New York Stock Exchange stocks, and so you had 11 markets, 10 of which were working just fine.
This also may be a lesson that several forms of mayhem can happen at once but may not have a common cause. On the same day the New York Stock Exchange went down, United Airlines had a tech problem that grounded flights nationwide. It's fixed now. The Wall Street Journal's homepage crashed. It's fixed now. And our primary software here at Marketplace went on the fritz, but I'm using it now and it seems okay this morning. And now the weather, 150 degrees out, relative humidity 110%, or so it seems in some places. What a perfect time to queue up a feature story on ski slopes. That's the trend. Head to the slopes in the summer. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports.
5 years ago, the owners of Snow King Ski Resort in Jackson, Wyoming, had a problem. Business was terrible. Ryan Stanley is the resort's manager.
They were looking to give the ski resort away for free to anybody who would keep it going, and they couldn't even put a deal together where they could give it away for free, essentially.
To save the place, resort owners decided to double down on the only thing that was actually making money, warm weather activities. Like many ski resorts, Snow King uses public land, and a few years ago, the feds loosened regulations on what they can use it for. Now, Snow King is building a roller coaster, a zip line, and a new restaurant.
So parents can come drop the kids off to ride the coaster or the slide and have a beer or a burger or whatever.
Okay, so Snow King's a scrappy little resort, but it has had something in the winter season, decent snow. a lot of its bigger competitors in states like, say, California, not so much of late.
Polar ice sheets in Greenland are melting at...
CO2 levels have continued the steady rise.
What does it mean right now when snow plows park and ski lifts stop?
Michael Berry is the president of the National Ski Areas Association. He says the average number of days open at ski resorts in the Pacific Northwest fell by 30% last year for lack of snow. From California to New Hampshire, climate change has got ski resorts taking a hard look at their business model.
With the increased variability, we need to guarantee that we have different forms of revenue, and summer provides us with that opportunity.
Berry adds that summer activities are just solid business sense. It evens out a resort's revenue stream and helps keep quality employees who might otherwise move on after the snow melts. That makes sense to Jackson Hole Mountain Resort in Wyoming. It got a ton of snow the last few seasons, but it's still upping its summer game. Take mountain biking. It's grown by 10% a year here for the last 5 years.
My whole family is here, and this family is 25.
12-year-old Madeline Crampy is here from out of state. She's enjoying the new ropes course with the zip line at the end. So I give it a try.
Feet down.
She wasn't impressed.
What kind of grade would you give me?
B minus.
Harsh. Still, this summer, ski resorts want all the visitors they can get, even ones as uncoordinated as me. In Jackson Hole, I'm Miles Bryan for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.